Utah lawmakers already approved a resolution urging Congress to pass a balanced budget amendment earlier this year. But Wednesday's vote was meant to be a display of support for the cut, cap, and balance plan being pushed by Republicans in Washington, most notably Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz and Senator Mike Lee. Republican Senator Stuart Reed, who sponsored the resolution, says the special session was the perfect place to hold the debate because Congress's fiscal irresponsibility affects every single Utahn.
Medicaid, Medicare, education, we get all kinds of funding from the federal government. If they cannot get their fiscal house in order, Utah, as will all other states, will be devastated by the outcome of mismanagement of the federal government. There literally is nothing more important.
Several House Democrats thought there were many things that are more important, however. Democratic Representative Brian King says special legislative sessions should be used for things that need to be done immediately, not for political maneuvering.
This balanced budget amendment was a situation where the Utah State Legislature was asked to be a tool for senators and congressmen back in Washington, D.C. to advance a political agenda, in my opinion. And that's troubling to me. I don't like it.
House Minority Leader David Litvak agrees, saying if the legislature wants to talk about budgets, there is plenty to discuss right here at home.
For example, yesterday we received a report that our last fiscal year, 2011, we finished with a surplus. You know, so why not talk about what are we going to do to fill some of the critical needs in our own backyards? Education, for example, $50 million right now that will be available for budget. Let's sit down and talk about a plan about how are we going to improve schools.
While the Democrats were most vocal in opposing the resolution, they weren't the only ones concerned about it. House Speaker Becky Lockhart had qualms with how the resolution was worded, but supported it in the end.
We want you to balance the federal budget. We do it at the state level. It's high time you did it at the federal level. And if balancing the federal budget necessitates an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, then get it done.
The Senate passed the resolution with bipartisan support on a 24-1 vote. The House was more divided, approving it 51-12, with no Democrats voting yes. Now that the resolution has passed the House and Senate, Utah is the first state to indicate to Congress that it would ratify this specific balanced budget amendment that's been proposed. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.